Now, it's time for Shadron State Football.
10-5, Stephen Brown with an incredible touchdown run. An interception, Rabbits got that one. 45-40, Demetrius looking for help, breaks the tackle along the sideline and runs out of bounds. And Demetrius McFadden has the third Eagle interception today.
From the Cowboy 44. Holst on the hash marks, loading up and letting go. Fullerton wide open, catches it inside the 15. He will race to the end zone. Touchdown! Fire the cannon! Brandon Fullerton is in. It's 13-0.
Now it's time for Shadron State Football. Taking you through all of today's play-by-play, here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Steps up, Sullivan throws. It is caught at the two and then fumbled on the tackle. It's loose on the goal line. Shadron thinks they've got it. Shadron State might have this on the goal line. They do! Travis Wilson! Shadron State recovers a fumble on the goal line. The Eagles are going to win the football game.
Oh my goodness, what a play.
Hello, Eagle fans, and welcome to week two of the CSC Eagle Classics college football season. From the Shadron Lumber Company broadcast booth at my home studio here in the shadows of Elliott Field, I'm voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and now we begin the Northwest Ice Center pregame focus. I know it's still really hard for us not to be able to enjoy live Eagle football game days, but those are coming soon, so stay patient. Keep raring up that excitement. We are getting closer to actual kickoff October 10th at Colorado Mesa. We'll have all the live games for you, of course, right here on Double Q Country. Over the next several weeks and throughout the football season, when the Eagles can't take the field live, we are happy to hang out with you right here for some of the best recent games CSC's been involved in. It is CSC Football Eagle Classics, and it begins again right now here on the Platte Valley Bank CSC Sports Network. Today we head into our second matchup this fall with a rival from the Black Hills region. We begin our Northwest Ice Center Classics pregame focus with a peek at today's game, Shadron State's incredible come-from-behind win at Black Hills State in 2015. What a football game this one was. Shadron State opened up with an electric and a stunning start for the home crowd, building a big lead and dominating the first quarter in Spearfish. Black Hills State hadn't won a game all season and appeared to stare straight into an eighth straight defeat. But the Yellow Jackets caught fire and rode their star running back Fidel Paris into the lead with a shocking comeback into the fourth quarter. That left CSC dazed and feeling like this one might slip away. But a wild fourth quarter that saw 31 points scored and a turnover in the waning moments seal it culminated in an Eagle victory that we'll never forget. We hope you enjoy today's CSC Football Classic, the Eagles and Yellow Jackets in a crazy game from the 2015 season. Kickoff is on the way next. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Platte Valley Bank CSC Sports Network.
Could there be a better year to celebrate the importance of good vision than 2020? At the Northwest Eye Center in Shadron, the answer is no. Hi, this is Dr. Devin Davis. Even though we focus on excellent patient care every month of every year, this is a special year to promote the importance of your eyes. The Northwest Eye Center will have a unique and different promotion each month of 2020. Check the radio and our Facebook page regularly to learn about each month's promotion designed to increase your awareness of the services and eyewear we provide at the Northwest Eye Center. Call us at 432-2200. Or visit our website to schedule an appointment.
Looking for a pre-owned car, truck, or SUV? Stop by Tommy's Car Lot in Shadron for a huge selection to fit any budget, any need, and any driving desire. Tommy's makes the buying process easy and fun with a financing process that's painless and fast so you can get in your ride quickly and stress-free. See their selection of vehicles online too, tommyscarlot.com, and come by the lot at East Shadron along Highway 20 for a convenient, respectful dealership experience. Tommy's Car Lot in Shadron, 432-3636.
The fall crop insurance deadline is September 30th. So if you talk to the Security First crop insurance experts now, you can focus on the other important fall issue, football. Keep your head in the game by remembering September 30th is the crop insurance deadline. Security First Insurance, a relationship you can count on. Insurance products are not a deposit, not FDIC insured, not insured by any federal government agency, and not guaranteed by the bank.
Karen's wearing a winter coat, and it's 85 degrees out.
It was 35 degrees this morning.
It's supposed to snow tomorrow.
I'm so confused. And also sweaty.
On the plus side, lovely day today.
I gotta pay attention to the forecast.
Forecast. At Runza, we can't predict Midwestern weather, but we can get you an ice cream cone, mini shake, or cookie for only a dollar. Because from the way we make it to the way it makes you feel, Runza makes it all better.
Did you know that the Northwest Eye Center in Chatterin has an awesome selection of sunglasses? Oakley, Nike, BB, and Wiley X, just to name a few. We can even put your prescription in most of our sunwear. And during the month of September, as a way of saying thanks to all of our area firefighters, we will give away one free pair. All you have to do to nominate your favorite firefighter is to tag them in your comment on our Facebook post. Better yet, if you would schedule an eye exam and nominate them while you are in our office. Call 432-2200 to schedule your appointment today. A great big thanks from the Northwest Eye Center to all of our local firefighters.
Shadron's full-service glass shop is Shadron Glass and Windows. See Judd and his guys downtown at 139 Main Street and learn more about how to make your home or business more energy efficient. Shadron Glass and Windows says, go Eagles!
The Eagles on the other side of the field going through their pregame chant where they hop side to side, up and down, chant, wave the arms. The guys are ready for this one. It's been a long week after the Pueblo debacle last week. CSU Pueblo with a big win, and Shadford State ready to go here on this Saturday. Get that winning taste back in their mouth. Eagles will have Matt Vinson as their starting quarterback. And we'll take a look at their offense once they get the football here in a moment. Kicking it away for Black Hills State is Dietrich Becker, and he's just a freshman. They have a freshman kicker and punter, does Black Hills State. And out of Riverton, Wyoming, Becker set to tee it up. Back to return, Cody Paul and Derek Jackson for Shadron State. As we're just about set for this Eagles football game here today in Spearfish. A lovely 58 degrees now. Ball is on the tee. Hand in the air. And Black Hills will kick left to right from the 35. It's a low squibbing kick. Goes through the hands of Eisenman. Squirts out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Kind of like a hard ground ball to an infielder, and Eisenman wasn't expecting it. Went through his hands, and I don't know if it touched him. He turned around and ran back for it like it had touched his hands. And, of course, live kickoff, whether it touches you or not, that's a football that Black Hills could have jumped on, but there was so much velocity on the roll of that kick. It rolled out of bounds. It'll be first down and 10 for Shadron State, and they're going to mark the ball out at the 20-yard line. So our football game underway. For all your glass needs, see Judd downtown at Shadron Glass and Windows. Shadron's full-service glass shop, specializing in full residential and commercial window replacements to make your home or office more energy efficient. Visit Shadron Glass, 139 Main Street, downtown. First down and 10, Vincent hands a football up. Derek Jackson, 20, 25, 26-yard line, stood up, pushed back by J.J. Kilgore at that point. Jackson's going to make a nice run of six on first down. Out to the 26-yard line, setting up second down and four. On the Black Hills defense, Kilgore, he's one of their better players. 5'11", 195 sophomore from Regis High School in Aurora. And Kilgore with his 49th tackle there, he's number three on the team. Eagles driving right to left, second down and three on the 27. They'll put Rob Jackson in motion again to form an I. Toss goes to Derek behind Rob. He's got a lot of space, 30-yard line, 35, and J.J. upends him at the ankles at the 39-yard line. That's a 13-yard rip for D.J. on second and short. First down and 10 Eagles. They wanted to run the football. They are running the football here early in the first two plays. No score on the West Coast scoreboard. 14-20 to play here in quarter one. Three wide receivers, two of them down here to the left. Kyle Hooper is the outside receiver. Bargain inside the hash marks. Single wide up top, that's Marcus Brown. Hand off again goes to Jackson. And he tries up the middle between the hash and gets to the 41. 2 yards for Jackson. Derek on the career with over 1,200 yards rushing. He should hit 1,300 today. 1,263 coming into today, and Kyle Hooper will join Max Gray as receivers on the right. Max is the inside receiver on the hash marks. Brown comes down just over the top of the 40-yard line on this beautiful synthetic field turf. Second down and eight from the 41. Vincent steps into the throw and incomplete to Rob Jackson out in the flat at the 42-yard line. The hit on the play defensively, Rover Travis Groves, a junior, on the coverage. And Vincent, that was kind of interesting. As he ran to the right, he ran right into the back of where his tackle, Dan Sotelo, was blocking one of the jackets. And that jacket had some pretty good push, and Vincent kind of ran into where that block was happening instead of bouncing it to the outside. He was right near where that block was happening. It might have disrupted the pass a little bit. We'll see if they can pick it up on third down here. Third down and long from the 41-yard line. Three receivers in the formation as Vincent looks right and left. Hands up in the air, looking to make the signals. Vincent, snap is clean, dropping straight back. Pump fake, throws it over the middle, wanted a tunnel screen to Max Gray, and it is incomplete. So fourth down now for Shadron State. They start out well, but the drive stalls at the 41-yard line, and now the Eagles will be forced to kick it away. Back to receive is Hairston Belcher for Black Hills in a scoreless game on the West Coast scoreboard. Hairston Belcher this season on his punt returns. He's got six of them, averages about 10 yards a return. And Zach Smith will kick this one low line drive style. Hits inside the 35, bounces inside the 25, tumbles inside the 20, crosses the 15, and it will roll deceased at the 11. Nice kick by Zach Smith, the CSC punter, one of the best in the conference, kicking the football. He's averaging right up about 40 yards per punt, and he's going to pin Black Hills back at their own 11 to start the drive. First offensive play coming up for Black Hills State. Hummel, the true freshman quarterback, has three wide receivers, two near, one far, and Fidel Paris. He'll fake it to Fidel. Downfield, they try a deep shot. It's caught and then dropped at midfield. DeAndre Barthwell, the true freshman corner, they picked on him to start the game. Bradley Adamson diving out of the 45 as he came to the turf at the 50. Could not hang on to that pass. Ran a deep post trying to score quick, and it's incomplete. Adamson out of Merced, California. That would have put him over 200 yards receiving on the year, but not a surprise to see true freshman quarterback go after that true freshman corner and see what he's got. Montgomery and Barthwell, your CSC defenders, trips right on three receivers to this near side. They'll run it inside to Paris, and Fidel's going to get pushed backwards by Colin Eisenman. He's going to get forward progress. Nope, they're going to move him back about a half a yard. So third down and long coming up for Black Hills State. We dip under 13 minutes to play here in quarter number one. Jackets nothing, Eagles nothing from Spearfish today. Sun everywhere, a few long sleeve shirts, light breeze down on the field, fans in some of the coats, but the players all pretty much in just jersey tops, no long shirts underneath. Adamson will reach out, make that catch, and it's a first down for Black Hills. He's dumped at the 31-yard line. A pickup of 20 as he found an open spot here on the right side. Slanted inwards, made the catch. Barthwell in on a stop with several Eagles, but it's a first down for Black Hills State. Adamson making his 19th grab. Quickly to the line of scrimmage on first and 10 from their own 31 in a scoreless game. Fake to Paris, rolling out. Hummel throws, and it's incomplete. Cole Montgomery got his left hand out on the football in the flat. They wanted Jerome Kriesel about 7 yards downfield along the far side. And Cole Montgomery with a nice pass deflection there. Cole, captain, one of the top leaders on this Eagle football team, part of a pass defense for CSC, ranked number one in the RMAC. They moved up back into that number one spot after last week's game. Brian Wood, by the way, is out there. He's the near side corner. One-on-one, it looks like now Ryan Wood looks over. He's going to give him help if needed. Quick throw, left side, top of the hash marks, caught, now looking to break a tackle. Can't do it, but dragged the defender a couple of yards, and it's close to a first down. Trey Mosley making the stop as Riley Hager, in a 6'2" freshman out of Palm Springs, Cali, he makes his 11th catch on the year, and it sets up a third down and short for the Jackets. Third down and three, and they're on their own 38-yard line. No score here in Spearfish. Three receivers in a triangle formation to the right, single receiver up top. Snap on top of the hash marks. They'll run it to Paris looking for the first down, and CSC is going to have him stopped just short. Looks like from the mark. Cundall and Dylan Furrier, the two talented linebackers on that stop, they are going to have him shy by a half yard. Fourth and short on the Black Hills 40 and a half yard line. Does Coach John Reiners go for it? No, he's going to send out the punting team. So each team moves the football a little bit on their first drive, but each team forced to punt on their first drives of the football game. And CSC will get it back.
Royal back to receive for Eagles.
Single returner for the punts is Andrew Rios. Remember Danny O'Boyle, he injured his knee, out for the year, and so Rios, the new punt returner, and he will not have a chance at this one as it goes out of bounds. Rios had a 22-yard return last week in spelling O'Boyle once Danny was injured. Eagles now with it first down and 10. Second drive of the game. 11 minutes to play here in the first quarter, and there is no score. Draw up some of the stats here for you and take a look at how this one has played out with the Eagles. 21 total yards. Black Hills 29 on their first possessions. Jackson on that first possession ran for 21 yards. Vinson was 0 for 2. Hummel 2 for 4. And Paris 2 carries for 1 yard. Not much offense early on, as Cody Paul and Rios will be wide receivers in a tight formation to the left. Paul goes in motion as Vincent hands it to him. No, that's a wildcat. Derek Jackson, the handoff. He gives it to Paul. 40. Paul, 45, 50. There he goes. 40, 35, 30. Looking to beat one man, and he cannot do it. He's caught at the 19-yard line out of that wildcat formation. It was Derek Jackson who took the snap, handed it to Paul in motion, and Cody racing all the way down inside the Black Hills State red zone. And CSC's got a big hit play early. Cody Paul on the jet sweep. They'll officially spot it at the 17. So a huge run for Paul all the way down to the 17-yard line. And the Eagles run Jackson again up the middle, right up the hash marks. He's got it down to the 9. Close to a first down. That run for Paul was a 54-yard gainer. And now DJ, with a rush of his own, taking it to the 9. It's second down and short. No score, but CSC knocking on the door here. Right to left, white uniform tops of Cardinal helmets, Cardinal pants. Rios and Paul are wide receivers right. Derek Jackson remains the quarterback. This is his third straight quarterback play. Fake to Paul, runs it up the middle. DJ slanting left. He'll slash his way towards the end zone. He gets twirled down to the 1-yard line. He is stopped there. Did not get in as Black Hills State able to cut him down. Harry Ulrichson, the senior from Columbine High School in Denver, stops Derek shy of the goal line. Well, we heard there were going to be a lot of running plays early, especially often in this game, too. They had scripted out their first 8 plays. CSC going to run the first 8 times. Did not realize that Derek Jackson was going to play quarterback for this second try. That was a wrinkle. Those coaches kept a tightly locked secret. So far, so good. Now they're going to put Matt Vinson back in there at QB. It is first down and goal from deep in Black Hills territory. They'll officially say the 2. Derek looking for a touchdown. Leans. He's near the goal line. And now they're going to say Derek was stopped just short. Got bunched up by the Yellow Jacket defense. Matt Singleton, a junior out of Thousand Oaks, California, in on the stop there for the Jackets. It'll be second down and goal as Jackson seeking his 5th touchdown if he's the man to put it in. The offensive line with Sotelo and Oliver, the veterans on the right side. Jake Guile, freshman center, looking to snap it to Vincent, who stands on the 5 with a full house backfield. Vincent for Jackson. DJ is in. Touchdown, Eagles. Derek Jackson's got his 5th of the season as he takes it in from a yard away. And Shadron State goes on top 6-0 on a Derek Jackson touchdown. Eagles with the 1-score lead and will look to go for 2 potentially. They line up in this swinging gate formation and put in motion Derek Jackson. They're going to go for 2. Conroy hands it to Cole Montgomery. Jump pass, end zone. Dylan Furrier's got it. They run the swinging gate trick play, and Cole Montgomery hits Dylan Furrier in the end zone. It's 8-0 Eagles as they went deep into the playbook for 2, and Shadron State with a lead. We'll be back after this quick timeout. Eagles on top here at Black Hills, 8-0.
Let me ask you a question. What do you see when you look at your car? Do you just see taillights? Or your dog's tail wagging when you first brought him home? Do you see 4 tires or 2 tired kids in the back seat after their first day of school? Other insurance companies just see a car, but a State Farm agent sees what your car really means to you. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
See State Farm agent Randy Bauer in Shadron today.
When you walk through your home, do you think, I wish my home looked as good as the ones on TV? Well, to answer your question, it can. Morford's Decorating Center has many styles of flooring to fit your style and taste. Let them help you pick a color scheme and match it with the perfect Benjamin Moore paint and window coverings. They'll help you get that modern home feel and make it look as good as the ones on TV. Head out to Morford's Decorating Center to modernize your home. 1250 West 6th Street in Chatterin.
Foxbutte General Hospital continues our mission to lead and innovate in healthcare delivery and community wellness. But this isn't just a hospital. This is home to exceptional patient care. This is the greatest place to work, receive care, and practice medicine. This is innovation in action. This is community wellness. This is where specialty clinics fit your needs. This is where a friendly smile, a warm hand, and an empathetic ear exist to care for you. We are Foxbutte General Hospital. This is us. Great things are happening here since 1976.
First National Bank of Chadron is a proud supporter of CSC Athletics. Take them with you with their free mobile app. Check your balances, pay bills, transfer money, and deposit checks, all while cheering on the Eagles. First National Bank, a winning tradition since 1887. Located in downtown Chadron and at fnbforme.bank. Kick off your weekend at Friday's 120. Get great food and a cold one in their newly renovated bar. Friday's 120, downtown Chadron.
Chadron State ready to break out and have some fun here in Spearfish today, and they do on the second possession, a five-play, two-minute, 18-yard possession, 71 yards. Derek Jackson gets the touchdown. Cole Montgomery throwing the two-point conversion pass to Dylan Furrier. Tim Tebow jump pass style from Cole, and it is 8-0 in favor of Chadron State. Eagles will kick right to left with Alex Ferdinand sending this one sideward. It will bounce at the 13 and bounce out of bounds for the penalty. On that kick out of bounds, so the ball will go to 35-yard line for Black Hills. Going to start almost 20 yards upfield from where they were their first possession. Second possession for the Jackets, 8:42 to play, first quarter, CSC on top, 8-0. Two wide receivers left, one right. They'll hand to Fidel Paris straight up the center of the field. Montgomery grabs him, and then he spins off Ryan Wood for a moment, but Ryan able to hang on and keep Fidel from getting a first down run. It'll be second and short now for Black Hills State. Nice crowd making its way in today here to Lyle Hare Stadium. Looking down to my right, CSC fans on the right side of the stadium. Four down linemen for the Eagles as the pass incomplete. Adamson had slipped down to his knees. That would have been good for a first down near midfield. Brian Wood and Kundle over in the coverage area. Wood was matched up, but Kundle was going to help Brian take care of Adamson, but it's incomplete. And so third down now and short. Jackets need to keep the football out of the CSC offensive hands today if they want a chance in this one. Ball is in between the hash marks. They're in the all green, yellow jacket logo on the helmet, white numbers, some yellow trimming on those unis. Two wide left, single right, hand to Fidel Paris, and he is going to be very, very close. Furrier and Mitch Collicott stuffing him right on top of the 45-yard line, and they are going to say first down. He got right to the mark, and Fidel Paris gives the Jackets a first down. Fidel was a kid who was down at Armac Media Day with the Jackets, very well-mannered, well-spoken young man, and he's a talented sophomore kid. If he can continue to develop, Black Hills has something with their running back, Fidel Paris. And now send out three wide receivers left on first and 10 at the Jacket 45. Play action pass, slant, caught midfield, turns upfield and close to a first down. Now he's got it twirling inside the 45-yard line. Going to take a whole host of Eagles to stop him at the 42. Shannon Jones making his first catch. Jones is out of Pipestone, Minnesota. He's a sophomore, and that is his 12th reception of the year. Black Hills is kind of like Chadron State in that they've got a ton of guys who can catch passes, and they will spread the football around. CSC going with a four-man front defensively. Winholtz and Powell now the inside nose tackles as Eisenman and Keese will be rushing on the edges. Two middle linebackers and then the corners all over the field. Throw comes near side, incomplete. Off the hands of Riley Hager on first down. About 5 yards into the pattern, and it'll be second down on the way. Eric Swiftwater coming in. He's a slot wide receiver, redshirt freshman from Oglala, South Dakota. He's a nearby local kid, Hot Springs High School, and another one who could develop into a talented wideout. He's got a dozen catches this year for Black Hills. He is out on the far left side. Four receivers, two on each side with Paris a few yards off the quarterback who's in the gun. Right on top of the Black Hills State Yellow Jacket face logo painted at midfield there. It's Hummel throwing to Paris. Oh, and he's blown up by DeAndre Barthwell at the 44-yard line. Made the catch, but it's a minus two as DeAndre welcomes him to that spot and puts him away. What a freshman talent Barthwell has become. Big-time tackle in the open field there. Third down now and 11 for Black Hills State. Shadron State up again by a touchdown, 8-0, with 6:52 to play on the West Coast scoreboard here in quarter number one. Another four wide set for Black Hills. Ball is over the near side hash marks, the crowd side of the field. Good clean snap. Hummel being rushed, flushed away from the pocket, being chased. He's dropped as he throws. The pressure by Tyler Keys as he had Hummel around the waist and took him down to that field turf as he was getting rid of that football to avoid the sack. And the Shadron State defense is going to hold again and force a punt. Official making the announcement. No foul for the intentional grounding. The quarterback way out of the pocket. And there were receivers downfield. No intentional grounding. And now Black Hills, well, forget about the punt. They're going to go. Why not? You're 0-7. And you're on Shadron State's side of the field, kind of that weird area where whether you punt or go for it. And on fourth and long, they're going. Incomplete. It's off the hands of Kriesel. And he was right near the first down sticks, too. That was a pretty pass from Hummel. Put it right on Kriesel's hands, and that was a flat drop. 6:33 to play, and Black Hills State, after a punt, they turn it over on downs, and Shadron State's going to take over first down and 10 now for the Eagles. They'll have it on their own 43-yard line. Matt Vinson back in there at quarterback after Derek Jackson took three snaps on the last drive, a touchdown drive. They give it to DJ, hand it off on the reverse. Here's Max Gray, 45, midfield. Max with a lot of space, 40, Gray to the 30, Gray to the 20. One man to beat, he's forced out of bounds to the 9-yard line. Max Gray on the reverse, takes it inside the Black Hills 10. Miles Robertson saved the touchdown. The Eagles are close to putting another one in early, here early. On an 8-0 lead, Max Gray, a long run.
First and goal.
First down and goal now for Shadron State. Vinson, hand to Jackson, slant right, turns up field. He leans out to the Jackson, 7. Oprey in on the stop. Cody Benny, too, from his defensive tackle position. And the Eagles, with 5:57 left, are looking at second down now and goal. Great start for CSC. You could feel how energized the guys were coming up on this trip to get this game going. They felt very confident coming in. I formation. Pitch goes to DJ. 10-yard line. And he's going to be grabbed to the ankles and stopped on the wide side. Good far open field tackle there by Travis Groves, the Rover, a junior out of Wiggins, Colorado, making the stop as DJ could not get the edge. And it'll be third down and goal now for the Eagles.
It is third and goal, Yellow Jacket fans.
So the Eagles with 142 yards of offense now here in the first quarter, looking for another touchdown. They lead 8-0 on the West Coast scoreboard. Four wide, Vincent, top of the hash marks, going to bootleg out now to his near side. Here comes some pressure. Vincent, end zone, caught by Hooper at the 2, and he tiptoes out of bounds. Hooper had to come back to that football, and he did a great job. That catch would have been good in the NFL for Hooper as he got those toe taps down and in play for Kyle. That's his 12th catch of the year, and he's gone over 110 yards receiving. Eagles are going to go ahead and bring the field goal unit out and look for an 11-0 lead. Ferdinand will line up the kick. He is 6 out of 7 and 4 for 4 from 20 to 40 yards. And this is a 20-yard field goal for Ferdinand. Snap is perfect. The kick is on its way up, and from 20, Ferdinand did not make it. Wow, he did not make it. There was obviously plenty of leg, but it must have been wide to the left. Kind of a weird angle. From right here as I looked down at it, but the coaching staff from Black Hills told me right away it was no good. They went running out of there and making that no good sign. So Ferdinand misses a chip shot field goal. Strange. Maybe it was the angle that threw him off, but it was no good. So CSC, with 5 minutes left here in the first quarter, holding on to just an 8-0 lead.
Are your workouts more fun than this?
Well, if they are, then I want to sign you to an endorsement deal with Michelob Ultra. I'm looking for anyone and everyone who makes working out a blast. If that's you, head to TeamUltra.com for a chance to score awesome perks like Team Ultra gear and more. That's TeamUltra.com to enter.
No purchase necessary. Open U.S. residents 21 plus. See official rules at TeamUltra.com. Message and data rates may apply. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wow, this is exciting. Really exciting. If you're listening to this, know that with a Culligan water system, you could be giving your family cleaner, softer, tastier water that means better, more delicious water flowing through your home into your pets' water bowls, your food, and your people. Culligan drinking water systems purify water of impurities and can remove nitrates, arsenic, manganese, plus many more. Call Culligan Water or stop by to see how they can help you.
You make the right choices every day. Shouldn't you get credit for it? We think so. Contact Farm Bureau agent Rhonda Bisaggio to learn more about Driveology and see how your safe driving skills could help you save up to 30% on your auto insurance premium. Contact Farm Bureau agent Rhonda Bisaggio at Alliance to learn more today. Savings based on driving behavior. Your savings may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FEL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Let's go back inside the CSC broadcast booth built by Shadron Lumber Company for more Eagle football on Double Q Country.
And the defense is set to defend Harris and Hummel for a third time, and they will once again go with four men on the front. 20-yard line, first and 10. Couple receivers up top. They do a straight handoff to Paris, and he is going to be wrapped up for nothing. Maybe lost a yard or two. Fidel Paris is running into a bunch of Eagles. Tyler Keese, Hank Strauss, Kundal, and it's second down now, and 11. Hank Strauss is a senior from Cabrillo College. He has played in his seventh game now today. Back and healthy and gets into pretty much every game for CSC for several plays. He's a nice backup linebacker. He's still out there on the field. They'll hand it off to Paris again, and Paris bulls over one defensive man, and then Strauss able to stop him. Man, Paris showed some toughness there as he went right over the top of the hash marks behind his left guard and put a forearm and his energy into that defender, just kind of ran by, ran over him, and then by him, and then Strauss stopped him shy of the first down. 8-0 Shadron State. 4:05 to play first quarter on the West Coast scoreboard. Three receivers near side. Hummel pump fake. Gets away from Strauss, who had him up the middle. Now he's being chased. He throws the football, and it's caught by Paris. He's shy of the first down. Now they're going to say that Paris could not bring it in. It's incomplete. Hummel got smoked by one of the defenders as he threw that ball. It was kind of a wounded duck, just flopped up there in the air. Paris stuck out his right arm, and it looked like he made the catch, but as his back was to us, me, and the crowd here in front of me, he, as he went down to the turf, must have dropped it, so it's incomplete, and now Black Hills will punt it away. CSC is on top by a touchdown, and Black Hills going to shift people all over the place. Eagles go into a safe defense, and this is a shank. Comes straight down at about the 47. Oh, they get a huge roll. It's going to bounce from the 47 inside the 30. So Black Hills, despite a short kick, went really high in the air, but not very far distance-wise, get an excellent bounce, and it'll be first down for the Eagles at the 28-yard line. Already, Shadron State's fourth possession after getting a touchdown from Derek Jackson on their second possession of the day. They missed a field goal last time out, and we'll bring Matt Vincent back on the field with Gray and Brown. Wide receivers left, a pair more up top, four total with 3:38 to play in the quarter, and Kevin Coy takes his first handoff of the day, and the redshirt freshman out of Florida breaks it. 40, 45, 50, right between the hash marks. Coy may go, 20 to the 15, angling to the right, and Coy is going to be stopped at the one. He was caught by Robertson, who chased him down, but Kevin Coy almost housed that one. He got to the one, and now an injured player, I think it's Robinson, he might just be flat out of breath. Boy, when Coy broke that first wave up the middle, he found some open field and really showed some speed. And the trainers will come out and take a look here at the defender. But Miles Robinson, man, from La Habra, California, the sophomore, he is fast. He ran down Coy. Kevin listed at 6'2", 212. He had shedded some weight in the offseason, came back to camp. Coaches said he looked really, really good, a little surprised at how good Kevin was looking. And he has really turned into a nice option at running back for Shadron State. And he's got several more years with our program, so good to see as he breaks off that one. Couldn't quite get into the end zone for his fourth touchdown. Robertson made the tackle, as I mentioned, and he is the injured guy. He's just fine, though, jogging off the field. I think he was just flat-winded. And once he made that tackle and landed, he was needed a little break. So the Eagles will load up the backfield once again in this full house. It's Coy left, Rob Jackson right of Vinson, and behind Vinson is Derek Jackson. They'll get the handoff, and he'll slant to the right and take it into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles! Second first quarter touchdown for Shadron State, and the Eagles have gone up by two scores with 3:15 to play here in the first quarter. It is 14-0 Shadron State, and they do not go with that swinging gate. Two-point conversion look, just a straight lineup here for the PAT, and they'll give Ferdinand another chance at it. He missed a field goal moments ago from this exact spot, 20 yards away. The point after touchdown, really high snap. It's down, though, for the hold. Nice pressure defensively, but Ferdinand able to get the kick up and good. It's the Eagles up by two touchdowns on the West Coast scoreboard, 15-0 CSC. Kickoff coming up right after this.
Now at Big Bats, purchase a car wash at the pump or in the store to save. Save 10 cents per gallon with any purchase of a car wash. So it's smart to keep your vehicle full and looking great while saving only at Big Bats. Don't forget about Gas Happy Hour every Tuesday from 4 to 6. Save 5 cents on fuel and purchase a wash, you save an additional 10 cents. You can't find that anywhere, but Big Bats in Shadron. Must pay inside by cash or check to receive the gas discount. Big Bats in Shadron.
Raising funds to help cancer patients. Circle of Light is having an online auction to raise funds to keep the program going strong. To bid, go to biddingowl.com and search Circle of Light. From there, you can look at all the items to bid on and make your bids. Make sure you check daily so you don't get outbid. Circle of Light is a nonprofit program, and all money raised goes back to helping cancer patients who live in Northwest Nebraska. Get bidding now. Quality Tire in Shadron is your full-service auto center. They sell tires for all sizes of cars and trucks. They also do oil changes, custom wheels, shocks, struts, brakes, alignments, suspensions, exhaust systems, and computer diagnostics. They can flush any fluids in your vehicle, including your radiator and transmission. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and online at QualityTireShadron.com. Quality Tire in Shadron, your next stop for full auto service.
Shadron State didn't need a lot of time to score again. Just a two-play drive that covered 72 yards and only 23 seconds came off the clock to go up by two touchdowns. That's our Pizza Hut of Shadron Drive summary. Wings and football are a perfect combination. Even better when wings are buy one, get one free. Pizza Hut in Shadron's offering this deal. Buy one, get one on wings, any flavor and no limit. Call the Shadron Pizza Hut to order yours today.
Hi, this is Paris Fisher. I hate sales. I don't want a good deal just on Easter or Christmas, or to have my business appreciated for 3 days a year, or to get your deal of the day. I want your best deal on everything, every day, every time. That's why at Paris Fisher Auto Sales, we don't have sales. Just fair, honest prices on everything, every day, every time. So if you don't want pushed, pulled, or dragged around, but just want to be treated right, come in and see us. That's Paris Fisher Auto Sales, 130 Main Street in Shadron, where nobody works harder for you.
New job? Congratulations. It's exciting to move on to a new opportunity. As you pack your personal items, don't forget to take the money in your 401k with you too. Not sure how to start? Contact Farm Bureau agent Rhonda Passaggio today to help you decide what to do with your retirement funds. She can create a plan to help you meet your future goals. Call Farm Bureau agent Rhonda Passaggio and Alliance today. It's your future. Let's protect it. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Far West Cuisine in Shadron is excited to say you can now get a brew with your meal. Get the best cuisine from around the world with an ice cold beer at Far West Cuisine, located on West 3rd Street in Shadron.
First National Bank of Chadron is a proud supporter of CSC Athletics. Take them with you with their free mobile app. Check your balances, pay bills, transfer money, and deposit checks, all while cheering on the Eagles. First National Bank, a winning tradition since 1887. Located in downtown Chadron and at fnbforme.bank.
Have our updated offensive stats for you. Chadron State in the first quarter has rushed for 216 yards. Excellent production, getting exactly done what they wanted. Check off that key, run the ball. Check off the other big key, get on them early. 216 rushing, two touchdowns, a 15-0 lead. Eagles looking sharp here in Spearfish to start this football Saturday. A low snap on that punt to Smith. He's able to get it off the grass, though, hit it at the 40, 35, and it is downed at the 30, and the Eagles down it. Chadron State seems to think it should be their football. I didn't see it come near the returner and touch somebody, but a couple of the guys on the far side were thinking maybe that was touched by one of the Jackets, and that since it was recovered on the far sideline, it should be Eagle football, but the official walked over there and pointed Black Hills State direction. So we will have one more first quarter play. Chadron State up 15-0 on two Derek Jackson touchdown runs. Kevin Coy's got a 70-yard run. Cody Paul, one of 50-plus. And 6 seconds remaining before the second quarter. With four wide for Black Hills, they'll run the final play of the quarter here. Single running back next to Hummel, and he'll play action to Paris. Looking over the middle, has it caught by Adamson right on top of the hash marks. He's got 11 yards and then gang tackled at the 44-yard line. First down and 10 as the second quarter will start in a moment. After one, Chadron State leading 15-0 over Black Hills State. We'll be back with the second quarter after this.
The quarterback takes the snap. A touchdown is worth 6 points. That's football common sense. It's also common sense to satisfy your snack cravings at Common Sense in Chadron. Nachos and a fountain drink for under $5. And rock stars are two for $3.33. Common Sense on the corner of Highway 20 and Main in Chadron.
Let Mana Systems and Consulting take the confusion out of technology and help you get back on your feet. Everything is done online in today's world, so don't feel disconnected when your computer goes down. Mana does all the repairs for you, as well as offering new and refurbished laptop and desktop computers for sale. Mana also does low voltage cabling and network installation. Don't get left behind in this fast-paced digital world. Call Mana today or check out their website at manapc.com.
At H&R Block, we want you to focus on your business while we handle your books. From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax preparation and advice, we're ready to put our expertise to work on your small business. For the year-round services you need and the one-on-one attention you deserve, partner with H&R Block Business Services. Stop by our office at 245 Main Street, Chadron, or give us a call at 308-432-4432 to learn more. At participating offices, services do not include audit, attest, or other services for which a license is required.
Is Western hospitality a thing of the past? A stay at the Westerner Motel will set you right. This family-owned and operated motel has great rooms and accommodations, along with old-fashioned Western hospitality. On your next trip, stay at Chadron's Westerner Motel. The Westerner Motel, proud of their Western hospitality.
Second quarter going to begin in just a moment. We want to remind you that for all of your glass needs, see Judd downtown at Chadron Glass and Windows. Chadron's full-service glass shop specializing in full residential and commercial window replacement to make your home or office more energy efficient. Visit Chadron Glass at 139 Main Street downtown. And the Eagle faithful to my right, enjoy the sunshine in the first quarter. 15-0 CSC. Teams have flipped ends of the field, and now we have some movement up front as Black Hills get set for their first down play. Here's the word. Officials' mic not working. The Black Hills offense moving backwards after that penalty. So a 5-yard penalty, and Black Hills will have it first down now and 15 back at its 40. Chadron State rushing for 216 yards in that first quarter. When I get the updated full stats, we'll pass them along to you. Kriesel will make a catch out on the right side. Markwell making the tackle. That is good for 5 yards, right back to the original line of scrimmage from Kriesel. Taking a look at the first quarter stats, CSC 15 carries to get those 216 on the ground. Black Hills just 8 carries for 20 yards in the first. Chadron State passing 6 yards, Black Hills 52. CSC getting it done on the ground. Black Hills primarily their offense through the air in quarter one. Eagles on the West Coast scoreboard up 15-0. Hummel checks with the coaching staff on the left. Has the play. Ball on the near side hash marks. They'll run it to Fidel Paris, and right away he is grabbed out at the 50. Able to lean out and pick up a few. 49. So a four-yard gain for Paris. And this brings up third down and long for CSC. Swiftwater's a wide receiver left. And Hairston Belcher is going to join him over here. Barthwell single coverage up top, one-on-one with Bradley Adamson, one of their top receivers. That's a matchup Hummel might try and expose. Thrown left, caught by Hairston Belcher, and it's a first down. Ryan Wood forced him out of bounds, but he's got the first down by 2 yards. So they'll keep the football. And with 13:47 left here in the first half, it's first and 10, and they get the offense back up to the line of scrimmage quickly, going to move at a fast pace. First and 10, down by two scores, four-man front for CSC, two linebackers, and five DBs as Hummel back at midfield. Dumps it over on the screen. McCombs buried by Brian Wood. Gain of four. First play today that went to Cody McCombs, a freshman out of Billings. 7 games this year for Cody. And he is primarily a rusher when he's got the football. He is a tailback technically, but caught that one on the screen out in the flat and able to get Black Hills set up with second down and six. Three receivers are right for Black Hills. They're in the all green with the jacket logo on the helmets, white stripe down the middle, and they head right to left in quarter two. Hand off to McCombs. He gets away from Windholtz. Up the hash marks. The flag goes down as he's a couple of yards shy when he stopped on that run, and the flag is right in the zip code of holding. Back of the 41.
Holding. Offense number 77.
You heard the call from the official. 10-yard holding penalty is going to wipe out that run. And so instead of just a couple of yards for a first down, Black Hills now back all the way outside of its 45 at the 47 for the Jackets. They need the 31. So it is second and 16 for Black Hills. We're sliding under 13 minutes to play here in the first half. Eagles up by two touchdowns. Pump fake, Hummel, right side, intercepted. Ryan Wood's going to leap up and make the pick. A flag goes down, though. There might be a defensive penalty, but Wood was the safety hanging out in the back. And where that pass was thrown, he made the play. There was, well, let's see. Let's look at the officials. There's a hold, and I think it's defensive holding. Here's a call. Trey Mosley was the cover man on that play, and Trey Mosley is going to get called for defensive holding. So instead of the interception, Ryan Wood's second of the year, it is going to be a first down for Black Hills. And at 12:43 in the second quarter and a 15-0 lead on the West Coast scoreboard, CSC will line up to defend this first down play with three men up front now. Another play action. Hummel looking end zone. He's going to throw it, and it's almost intercepted by Barthwell and almost caught by Hairston Belcher. Barthwell was 5 yards in front of the receiver, and he jumped up at a 15-yard line, and that interception went right through Barthwell's hands, and then Belcher reached out, and it went through his hands. So almost a pick, almost a touchdown on that wild play. Barthwell had dropped a pick six against Adams State a couple of weeks ago. Almost had a pick there as well. DeAndre made a nice interception in Gunnison to save a touchdown against Western. Fidel Paris, direct handoff right to him up the hash marks, and Clay Kundle will stop him after a marginal gain that gets to the 33-yard line. That's a pickup of four for Paris. And the Jackets will have third down here in medium. Matt Vincent in the first quarter, 2 out of 4 for 6 yards passing. Hummel today, 5 of 14 for 52 yards prior to this drive. Zach Smith's 2 punts, by the way, for CSC, 44 and a half yards. So he's off to another nice afternoon kicking the football. Third down, another pump fake for Hummel. Throws it incomplete. Was behind the receiver and dropped. Kundle was there, would have stopped him 3 or 4 yards shy of the first down. Just a short little in route over the middle of the field. And it's incomplete off the receiver's hands. So fourth down now for the Jackets. And again, they're in sort of that Bermuda Triangle area of the field. Do you punt it? Do you try a deep field goal? Do you go for it? And the John Reiner squad will go for it here. Once again, another fourth down try for Black Hills. This year, they are 45% on fourth downs. It's fourth and six on the Eagle 33. Hummel, good protection, steps up into the pocket. Now he's in trouble, and Alex Sleep is going to bring him down. It's a sack, and CSC will take over. Man, he had nice protection early, but then it broke down quick, and Alex Sleep took him down. CSC takes it over, and for Alex, that's his first sack this year. He's a redshirt junior, a backup linebacker out of Breckenridge, Colorado. And Alex, a good special teamer for CSC, and making a nice play there on D. So CSC takes over. They'll have it at the 36-yard line, 15-0. Several big plays, few trick plays for the Eagles today, and here's just a straight run up the middle for Derek Jackson. He chews off 5 yards and gets it up to the CSC 41. Derek with those two touchdown runs. Cody Paul with a 54-yard run. Kevin Coy, a 70-yard run. Max Gray, a 47-yard run. And on a short second down play, it's now third. CSC already back to the line of scrimmage. They're picking up tempo here. Fake the run to Jackson left. Vincent's got all afternoon to throw. Looking downfield, it's covered up. He's going to go deep now, and incomplete to Matt Reeder. Nice defensive play by Miles Robertson as Reeder was running at the 15-yard line. Robertson right there with him, and Reeder had a chance at that ball. If the arm of Robertson did not come in and swat it away, Reeder would have caught that for a touchdown. Just a good defensive play. Vincent using a lot of good time there as well. He rolled out, put the throw on the money, but the corner batted it free. Fourth down and five now at the 42-yard line. And Smith, as I mentioned, has been kicking really good today. 44.5 yards is average. We'll try and pin Harrison Belcher and the Jackets deep. Smith punting into the sun, so the return man will not have to try and shade the eyes here in the noon hour. And a football that spins and turns itself over, caught by Belcher. He fumbles it, and the Eagles try to dive on it on the far side. It's still loose on the sideline. We'll see if the Eagles get to it. I think they've got it. Officials are going to take a look at this, and yes, they've got it. Kyle Hooper comes up with a recovery. Harrison Belcher fumbled the football down there, and it was headed out of bounds, and Kyle Hooper comes up with a recovery. And Kyle, that is not a surprise that he's the guy who made that recovery. Coach Long always talks about Kyle on special teams making plays. Special teams right there gets a turnover for the Eagles. First down and goal right on the 10, or is it first and 10? They are setting up the down sticks still. And now they might be turning them away. They are. The down sticks are laid down on the field turf. It's first and goal, Shadron State. Hooper, Gray, Bargan, wide receivers to the right. DJ in the backfield along with Vincent, who's in the gun. Marcus Brown, receiver left. A lot of movement up front. Maybe a free play. Vincent throws it left end zone, and no good. Incomplete for Marcus Brown, but a penalty on the play. I think Vincent knew he had a free shot there, just threw it up.
Defense number 43, 5 yards, remains first down.
Thayer Sauter jumping off sides for Black Hills State. And that'll put Shadron State 5 yards closer. First down and goal, Eagles at the five, looking to add to a 15-0 lead on the West Coast scoreboard. Brown again is left. Same formation, three wide to the near side. Ball is on the far hash marks. Vincent, nice clean snap right to the chin strap. He'll loft it, end zone. Kyle Hooper, touchdown, Eagles. Kyle right along the back end line. Brings that one in, and for Kyle Hooper, his first touchdown of the season. And Kyle, why not? He recovered the fumble on the punch. Give him a touchdown catch in the back of the end zone. 21-0, Shadron State here in the first half on the West Coast scoreboard. And it is all smiles and positivity on that CSC sideline right across from me here, nestled up against these beautiful Spearfish Mountains. Eagles having fun early. They're in the two-point conversion formation now. Conroy will realign everybody and get ready to receive this snap and put it down for Alex Ferdinand. Hold is there. The kick is up towards the sun, and it is good. Ferdinand connects. It's Shadron State 22, Black Hills State nothing. 10:51 to play in the first half on the West Coast scoreboard. We're coming back with more CSC football on Double Q after this.
This moment of relief brought to you by your local State Farm agent, who also brings relief with all your auto insurance needs.
Call Randy Bauer at 432-3388 today for a free quote.
Cars, pickups, SUVs, even boats and campers. Tommy's Car Lot in Shadron has the vehicle you want, or they'll find it for you. Stop by the lot on the east side of Shadron along Highway 20 for a great selection of quality used vehicles and for a buying experience based on trust, integrity, and respect. Can't make it over today? See pictures, vehicles, facts, and prizes from the comfort of home on your computer. Tommy'sCarLot.com. Looking forward to finding the perfect vehicle for your needs at Tommy's Car Lot in Shadron.
This is Super Dewey from Home Haven Furniture and Appliance. Did you know that you can come see us and get a complete Maloof bed set starting at under $500? And I mean complete. You get a bed frame, mattress, sheets, pillow, pillowcases. You get a mattress protector and comforter. While you're in the store, check out our complete line of Maloof pillows, including cooling pillows and our new line of infused pillows with peppermint, CBD, lavender, and more. Hurry in to 1610 West 6th Street in Shadron, where your bedtime begins.
Kick off your weekend at Friday's 120. Get great food and a cold one in their newly renovated bar, Friday's 120, downtown Shadron.
Shadron State opened up the game even more and took advantage of the BH turnover, scoring in four plays and covering a total of just 16 yards with the offense. Helped out, of course, by the punt yardage that BH gave back. The offense needed just 1 minute exactly to add to the lead. And that's our Pizza Hut of Shadron Drive summary. Wings and football, such a perfect combination. Even better when wings are buy one, get one free. Pizza Hut and Shadron's offering this deal. Buy one, get one on wings. Any flavor, no limits. Call the Shadron Pizza Hut to order yours today.
With 10:51 left here in the first half, Kyle Hooper got that fumble recovery on the punt, and then he gets the touchdown reception in the end zone. Here is the kick for CSC, 22-0, and it bounces through the end zone for a touchback for the Black Hills offense. Well, the Jackets, they have given up some big quarters this season. Usually the second quarter is the one that really stings them, giving up 21 points to Fort Lewis in the second, 24 to Mesa, 24 to Western, 16 to South Dakota Mines. Shadron State, just a few minutes into the second quarter, has its first touchdown of the second quarter here today. Up on the defensive line to start this defensive possession for your Eagles, Kyle Temple, the left defensive end. He's got Ryan Chavez inside of him. Eisenman's going to rush from the right side, a standing linebacker. And it's Tanner Winholtz on the defensive end spot there. Fidel Paris breaks one up the middle for 8 or 9. And a good run on first down for Paris. Chavez chasing him down from behind, stopped him after a 9-yard run. Jackets left, three wide receivers right, and one of the linemen coming off a little late. That's Alden Gang, the redshirt freshman, a little limp. He's coming off the field. And that'll bring Richard Nava out there, the senior. Remember in the pregame I mentioned those two flip-flop. Nava started last week, Gang this week. Now Gang looks hurt, and Nava's out there at left tackle. So 12, 11, 10 seconds left on the play clock. Still plenty of time. Now they're ready to go. Four wide receivers. Ball right over the crown of the field. They'll run it to Paris again. Can't break the arm tackle of Winholtz, but he was able to stay up on his feet long enough to get the first down. Needed 1 yard. He picked up three. And it's first and 10 for the Jackets. 22-0. Shadron State on the scoreboard. Defense looking over to the side. Looks like Mosley and Wood are going to play safety. Trey Mosley, nope, he's going to come over now and cover this inside receiver. Ryan Wood is the lone safety. Brian Wood, Montgomery, and Mosley, the defensive backs on the near side. Play fake, slant pattern. It's caught and short of a first down, but it is brought in by Adamson. Barthwell making the tackle right on top of the 45-yard line. So second down and 2 on an 8-yard gain. Little West Coast offense here from the Jackets. Just got to try and keep it out of Shadron State's hands, really, as the Eagles in the first quarter rushing for 216 yards alone in that first quarter. And moments ago, getting the short touchdown thanks to the fumble recovery on the punts. And here's a pass to Swiftwater for a first down. Mosley and Strauss trying to pull him back, but he's going to have the first down with his progress right on top of the midfield stripe. He caught it, got dragged backwards and tackled, but the officials are going to give him, of course, that progress on the 50. And it's a first down for BHSU as they're showing a little life here on offense. Ball is right in between the letters B and H, painted in yellow underneath that Yellow Jackets Stinger logo there, flying at the 50-yard line. Three receivers will be on the wide side of the field to the right of the quarterback, Hummel. He'll be on top of the hash looking to throw. Tipped to the line of scrimmage, caught by Swiftwater, breaks the tackle, 30, 25, 20, 15. Cole Montgomery chases him down, ripping the football, and Swiftwater's down at the 4-yard line. That ball was deflected by one of the defensive linemen. Swiftwater caught it, took it to the 4, but we'll have to see what the penalty is here. It's defensive holding. So the penalty declined. And Black Hill State catches a much, much needed break.
Black Hill State.
Off the deflection, Black Hills will have it first down now and goal. Down 22-0 on the West Coast scoreboard. They are looking to try and get back into this football game. Hummel with Barris right behind him, and now movement everywhere on the front line. Three Eagles, one of the Black Hills offensive linemen as well. Yeah, we'll see who moved first. Still looking it over down there, the officials. Austin Powell is going to be called for being offsides. And it'll remain first down and goal. They'll inch the ball a little bit closer to the 2. First down and goal from the 2 for the Jackets. Got a tight end just off the line of scrimmage here to the left. They're going to run Paris straight up the middle on the ISO play, and Paris is in there for a touchdown. That was a short 2-yard touchdown run by Fidel Paris, his 8th touchdown of the year, and he just went right behind his left guard and tackle and put it in. That pass to Swiftwater, by the way, was a 46-yard reception that got him down to the 4. After the penalty, Paris gets him on the board. It's now 22-6, Shadron State. Black Hill's going to line up in that strange formation, too. They put pockets of 3 players each, left, center, and right. Now they bring everybody together, and they will kick the extra point as Dietrich Becker get the snap down, the kick up, and it is good. And they brought a new kicker in there. Trey Fleming, a wide receiver, puts that one through. Did not expect to see that one today, but Trey Fleming puts it through, and it's now 22-7. We'll be right back with more CSC football. Eagles up 22-7 here in the second.
Compact Rhythms, a free exhibition from the Sheldon Museum of Art at UNL, sponsored by the Shadron State College Galaxy Series, is open to the public in Memorial Hall. The abstract exhibit will be in the main gallery September 2nd through the 29th. Gallery hours are 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Face coverings and social distancing are required. For details about the Sheldon Statewide Art Exhibit at CSC, email sjohns@csc.edu or call conferencing at 308-432-6380.
What comes to mind when you hear GLRCPA? How about honest professionals that can help you stay in compliance with the complexities of the tax code and other regulations? They serve individuals and small businesses, nonprofit and governmental entities, and family farms and ranches utilizing experienced professionals and the latest technology. Let the professionals at Gardner, Lotzenheiser, and Ryan PC offer solutions to your needs. Visit them online at glrcpa.com or at any of their locations in Shadron, Gordon, or Mullen. GLRCPA, big firm capability, small town personality.
When the school bell rings, it means you need to get your kid ready for school. And remember, having your kids being physically active, eating a healthy breakfast, and properly managing their health conditions are things that have been proven to increase their grades, improve school attendance, and decrease negative classroom behaviors. So make sure that you contact your health care provider about your child's health essentials, because that's going to be at the top of your back-to-school to-do list. Healthy students do better.
Box Butte General Hospital, where great things are happening since 1976.
Shadron's full-service glass shop is Shadron Glass and Windows. See Judd and his guys downtown at 139 Main Street and learn more about how to make your home or business more energy efficient. Shadron Glass and Windows says, Go Eagles!
Black Hills State on the board. The long reception by Swiftwater on the deflection. Paris takes it in for the touchdown, and it is 22-7 in favor of CSC. So Black Hills is back in the football game. They line up strange to start a kickoff. Five players each on top of each hash mark in between the 30 and the 35. And as the kicker walks back to line up, they spread out traditionally five on each side along the 30. Unique look for them as they get it started off. The kickoff in the air, right to left, a low line driving kick that tumbles several times, brought in inside the 10-yard line by Jackson. 15-20, he's cut down at the 24. Good low tackle that Jackson got his knees sliced out and tackled at the 24. Jackson's up and okay, though. He's had a big day. Two touchdown runs for Jackson this afternoon. And now it'll be first and 10 here in quarter two with 8:14 to play before our halftime show. And we'll have all of the halftime stats as well for you here today. Two receivers left and a inside slot man just off of Zach Bargan, who's the tight end to the right. That is Gray. One running back, and that's Kevin Coy. Right up the field, he puts his head down, runs into Okray, and Coy is going to be shoved off to the far side and dropped after a short gain. Palmer White taking a little bit of exception from Damon Goldwater, the linebacker over there. Palmer's our junior starting left tackle. Part of this offensive line that has started all eight games for Shadron State this year. White, Barden, Guile, Oliver, Sotelo. Draper Sullivan played when Barden was injured in relief earlier this year, but it's been a good stout front. And on second down, bad snap, picked up by Vincent. Gonna throw, he's got a wide open Gray at the 38, 40. He breaks the tackle, but then can't keep his feet, and he's dropped at the 50. Max almost broke that one and took it to the end zone, but there was enough on the tackle from Gurnaby to stop him. And how about Matt Vincent? A bad snap to the left, he picked it up off the grass, able to make a play happen. Unfortunately, it may not count because there's a flag down.
Legal man downfield. On the offense, 5 yards, repeat, second down.
A whistle and a penalty you just don't see all that often anymore. Illegal man downfield, but with Vincent having to pick up the ball and make the play after a little more time had expired, I think one of the linemen, they just got downfield. Vincent through it, but the lineman was too far downfield. You don't see that call all that often anymore, but they get the Eagles for it there. So second down and 15, and the ball is back at CSC's 21. Eagles up 22-7 on the West Coast scoreboard. Flare pass right side flat, and Bargan is hit, breaks the tackle, but now he's going to get gang tackled inside the 17-yard line. And Rios, who was out there blocking, getting into it a little bit with one of the defenders for BHSU. It's a chippy out there. This is a rivalry, some rivalry elements to this one. Not too far of a way an opponent. They've got head coaches who have coached on the opposite sides today. As series started back in the early 1900s, and you get a little of that rivalry chippiness. Black Hills State a little frustrated without a win. CSC a little frustrated after the Pueblo game. They want to come out here and establish themselves big early. Good football game, emotion-wise, with 6.5 to go here before the half. Five wide receivers for CSC as Vincent on third down and long, looking to elude the rush. He able to get away from the defensive player, throws it downfield, caught at the 22. It's going to be 11 or 12 yards shy of the first down. But Matt Vincent put a stiff arm out on reserve defensive end Lorenzo Tanner. He stiff armed Tanner down at the 6-yard line, and now Tanner is rolling around. He's hurt down there. Lorenzo Tanner is listed at 6'2", 262, a big old backup defensive end. Matt Vincent with the football trying to get away from him, stiff-armed him to the turf, which is, if you're on the CSC sideline, you'd love to see your quarterback put that kind of toughness into a play against a defensive end, buy himself some time. After the completion, though, it'll be fourth and long, and it looks like Lorenzo Tanner is injured, so hopefully he'll be okay. But what a play by Matt Vincent to keep that play alive. With 1 o'clock here now, an hour away from the RMAC showdown of the day, Colorado School of Mines and CSU Pueblo ranked right next to each other in the top 10 poll. That one kicks off today at 2 o'clock in Pueblo. Other games in progress today that kicked off at noon. Western State is at Western New Mexico, and Adams State is down at New Mexico Highlands. And this is becoming a little concerning now for Black Hills State as they continue with three trainers now out looking
at the defensive end, Lorenzo Tanner. Cody Benny is going to run out on the field.
Lorenzo Tanner.
Cody Benny's a nose tackle, a starter. He's going to run out there, and I think they need him to help get Lorenzo off the field. Lorenzo, a defensive guy, a bigger guy, and that's what they did. They brought Benny out to help get his teammate off the field. So we wish all the best to Lorenzo Tanner. He kind of went down in a crumple when Vinson gave him that stiff arm, and he's not putting any weight on his right leg. So you just hope he didn't get twisted up and bent the wrong way and have a knee injury as he is being carried off by Benny and another gentleman down there. And that's tough to see, an injury like that. So play will resume here in a moment from the 24-yard line, fourth down and long with 6:15 to play in the first half.
On the field, fans, it's fourth down for
back to punt will be Zach Smith. And returning is Harrison Belcher inside his 30. He coughed up the last one, and Kyle Hooper recovered it. Then Kyle Hooper caught the 5-yard touchdown pass to give Shadron State the third touchdown. Oh, terrible snap. Smith picks it up. He's now running, and he's got a lot of green, but then chased down from behind. Smith was going to try and run for it. That snap went below. It bobbled around. It got knotted up in between his feet. He picked it up, and then he was run down on the play by Conrad Rice, who's out of Fort Collins. And Conrad dropped him at the 13. So each team on a punt play gives the football away to the other side deep in their own territory. It'll be first down and 10 for Black Hills at the Shadron State 13. And Black Hills on offense inside the opponent's red zone this year, scoring 72% of the time, but only half the time do they get touchdowns. So if CSC can hold to a field goal, it would only be a 22-10 ball game. Fidel Paris, a handoff right up the left hash marks. He hits a wall of defenders and is stopped. Kirk Durchie and Cole Montgomery on the tackle. The big one in there, Truett Box as well, had kind of boggled that whole running area up, and Paris was only able to get about 2 yards. Second down and 8 as they move the ball ahead to the CSC 11. Shadron State 22-7 on the West Coast scoreboard here in the second quarter. They load up the box. Handoff goes to Paris. Starts up field. Cuts left. Gets inside the 5. Now stopped at about the 3-yard line. That is going to be very close to a Black Hills State first down. And here's some toughness from Black Hills. Jerome Friesel clapping. The offensive guys looking at the stands clapping. They're starting to feel a little momentum. Shadron State came out, smacked them in the mouth a little bit. Now Black Hills is fighting back. Got a chance to get within a score here. 22-7 CSC. Black Hills State first down and goal, though, on the 2. Hummel to Paris. And Brian Woods going to plant him. Brian denies him the end zone. He had a helper down there, too. I think it was Dylan Furrier, but they grabbed him, kind of picked him up and slammed him. Big, hard, intimidating tackle from the Eagle defense. And it'll be second down now and goal. Paris does have the one short touchdown run for the Jackets in the game today. I would imagine they may try and run him one more time. They got a tight end behind another tight end on the left. They hand to Paris right up the middle. He's into the end zone. And Fidel Paris scores the touchdown. Oh, we got flags all over the place now. Some more extracurricular activity going on in the end zone. My first CSC Black Hills State football game today, and I take it these two teams don't care much for each other. Take a look at the flag here and see. Touchdown's going to be good. 22-13 Eagles. Here's the call. And that is on Dylan Furrier. I couldn't tell what happened. There was a big clump of people on those short touchdown runs. You typically end up with everybody on both teams sort of in a big pile, and that's where that activity was. They're going to call Dylan Furrier for unsportsmanlike conduct. Trey Fleming, the surprise extra point kicker. He's a wide receiver, lines up for the extra point, and now we've got someone jumping up front defensively for CSC. See if he was drawn off. Looked like Valdez. It was Valdez, the nose guard, right on top of the football there. So the Jackets trying to make it an 8-point game with an extra point here. It's 22-13, and all of a sudden, Black Hills State in this football game. They have shown some good fight to come back here in the second quarter, and the kick is up and good. We'll take a timeout. Black Hills State back within a score. It's the Eagles 22 and the Jackets 14 on Double Q Country.
Looking for a pre-owned car, truck, or SUV? Stop by Tommy's Car Lot in Shadron for a huge selection to fit any budget, any need, and any driving desire. Tommy's makes the buying process easy and fun with a financing process that's painless and fast so you can get in your ride quickly and stress-free. See their selection of vehicles online too, tommyscarlot.com, and come by the lot at East Shadron along Highway 20 for a convenient, respectful dealership experience. Tommy's Car Lot in Shadron, 432-3636.
The fall crop insurance deadline is September 30th. So if you talk to the Security First crop insurance experts now, you can focus on the other important fall issue, football. Keep your head in the game by remembering September 30th is the crop insurance deadline. Security First Insurance, a relationship you can count on. Insurance products are not a deposit, not FDIC insured, not insured by any federal government agency, and not guaranteed by the bank.
Karen's wearing a winter coat, and it's 85 degrees out.
It was 35 degrees this morning.
It's supposed to snow tomorrow.
I'm so confused. And also sweaty.
On the plus side, lovely day today.
I gotta pay attention to the forecast.
Forecast. At Runza, we can't predict Midwestern weather, but we can get you an ice cream cone, mini shake, or cookie for only a dollar. Because from the way we make it to the way it makes you feel, Runza makes it all better.
Kick off your weekend at Friday's 120. Get great food and a cold one in their newly renovated bar, Friday's 120, downtown Shadron.
Is Western hospitality a thing of the past? A stay at the Westerner Motel will set you right. This family-owned and operated motel has great rooms and accommodations, along with old-fashioned Western hospitality. On your next trip, stay at Shadron's Westerner Motel. The Westerner Motel, proud of their Western hospitality.
Well, we might be in for a wild one here today with Shadron State and Black Hills State, as the Jackets able to put a touchdown in and make it 22-14. Here in the second quarter with 4:37 to play before we get to halftime. Total yards, CSC with 226, Shadron State with just 10 yards of offense here in the second quarter. Black Hills State up to 182 total yards as things starting to even out a little bit in the statistics category. Of course, CSC did get that short touchdown drive, if you want to call it that. Kyle Hooper, after recovering a muffed punt fumble, caught the touchdown pass earlier this quarter. 22-14, and because of the penalty on Furrier, Black Hills kicks this one off from midfield. Jackson's going to have a chance at it, though. He hits it, touches the grass, picked it up at the 4, now upfield, 20, 25, puts his hand on the ground, dives down to the 29-yard line. So a 25-yard run back for DJ, and the offense will go back to work for CSC. Again, 22-14 with 4.5 minutes left. Eagles in their white tops, Cardinal numbering and lettering, Cardinal pants and helmets, as they get ready now to load up the defensive end who was stiff-armed by Vincent and take him out of the game. So he has looks like a significant injury. Cody Paulin's in trouble here. He's going to be dropped at the 29, gained about 2, and it'll be second down and long. Thayer Sauter and a host of green-clad Yellow Jackets come in and make that defensive tackle along the Black Hills sideline. But, yeah, that's Lorenzo Tanner. He just dipped his head back, and he's in some obvious pain. And, Lorenzo, we wish you well on that tough injury. Hooper and Brown will be the receivers to the left. Gray and Fuyon on the right. Matt will be the tight end next to Sotelo, the right tackle. Gray is a receiver just a yard and a half or so behind and off to the right of him. Vincent on play action looking to throw. Benny is chasing him. Nice block by Cody Paul. Gives him some more time, and now Vincent has to throw it away as Goldhammer was forcing him to the sideline. But Cody Paul put a nice block on Benny, that big defensive tackle, and gave Vincent a little bit more time to look downfield, but good coverage by the Jackets had it all covered up. And with 3:41 to play here in the first half, 22-14, Shadron State with a clock stop, third down and long. If they don't pick this up, Black Hills is going to get the ball back with a chance to tie the game before halftime, something that I don't think any of us in the Cardinal colors today thought was going to be, after the start today, possible. Shadron State came out hot. 216 yards rushing in the first quarter. It's been all Black Hills here in the second outside of a couple of plays. Now Vincent in trouble. He throws it away. Goldhammer on the blitz. Forced the incompletion. He was coming from the blind side. Vincent had to throw it away downfield off to the left. And that was an excellently dialed up blitz for the junior from Nevada, Damon Goldhammer, who has 7 tackles for loss this year. He came pretty much untouched from the near side. And all the momentum right now with the Yellow Jackets as Harrison Belcher will go back on this punt return. Last time a low snap that Smith had trouble with, he was tackled at his own 13, and then Black Hills put it in from there. Not much resistance from the 13. And Smith, much better snap, kicking into a stiffer wind now here. It's picked up and in Spearfish, and it hits at the 25, goes inside the 20. Harrison Belcher grabs it at the 11. Crazy decision there as he was surrounded by Eagles, and Brian Wood's going to bring him down. It looked like he was going to let it go for a moment, but then chased it down at the 11. He was tackled right at that spot. A very dangerous play with the Eagles coming in after him. And the Jackets lucky that he didn't give that ball up as well. 3:24 to play here in the second quarter. And it's CSC 22-14 on the West Coast scoreboard. We'll check in with scores from around America in Division I. The big games, the Huskers and Northwestern, of course, playing today. That was a close game in the second quarter. We'll give you those scores at halftime. We'll give you the stats and also our RMAC scoreboard today, too. Western State is at Western New Mexico. Adams is at Highlands, and Mesa is at Fort Lewis. Mines and Pueblo get started at 2 o'clock this afternoon in Pueblo. CSC defense with 4 up front, 3 wide receivers on the near side. Hummel's going to hand to Paris. Sheds an arm tackle and then gets hit by Durchie, the safety. He stood up at the 25-yard line. Cannot get any farther than that, or the 15-yard line. Beg your pardon.
Durchie on the tackle.
4-yard run. Durchie just has that nose for the football. Number 3 tackler on this team.
Second down and 5.
Coming out of fall camp, the coaches saying he had a great fall camp. He's had a really good redshirt freshman season. 2:50 to play here in the first half. Jackets 14, CSC with 22 on the board. Just a 1-score game now after CSC was up 15-0 at one point. Bedell Paris will catch the swing pass out of the backfield and have a first down by a yard. Run out of bounds on the far sideline by Brian Wood and Clay Condell. And Black Hills State moving the football. First and 10. Swiftwater is the middle receiver of 3. Kreisel on the outside. Fleming, who's been kicking extra points, the inside receiver. They'll move Paris now to the left. Fake to him. Rolling to this left side. Furrier chases him down. Gets the pass away to Fleming. And now Durchie's going to grab him and pin him back. Gain maybe 1 as Kirk Durchie over on the stop. Colin Eisenman in the neighborhood there too with that tackle. But Durchie made that initial hit. And a short yardage on the reception. It'll be second down and 9 from the Black Hills 24, trailing by 8, 22-14. Collicott back in there as a defensive tackle right over the top of the football. Tyler Keese in that rushing stance from the left edge. Here he comes. Hummel's got some time, pulls it down. Hummel now escapes pressure, 25, 30-yard line, going to the sidelines. He steps out a yard shy of the first down. Brian Wood was coming in and ran Hummel out of bounds a yard short of the first. It'll be third down now and 1 from the Eagle 33. Collicott and Powell will be the interior D linemen here. Got to be aware of Fidel Paris up the middle. And now they're going to switch it out. Shane Brooks, he was in earlier this game. They've got Shane back there with the quarterback. And they hand it to him, trying to get the first down up the middle. Collicott on him. Durchie as well. It's going to be close. Official runs in and now signaling first down. Looks like he picked it up. And Ryan Wood a little bit slow to get up. Right near where the tackle was made. Ryan actually hasn't fully gotten up yet. He's on his hands and knees. Bent over. And now with this injury, Coach Jay Long is going to come out onto the field. Look at Ryan. Also, head trainer Don Watt. Grad assistant T.L. Espinosa, those guys keeping an eye on Ryan. And Ryan is up, Coach Long walking with his talented safety. And it looks like Ryan's, for the moment, looks to be okay, not a serious injury as he heads towards the sideline. Watt has his left hand up on Ryan's back shoulder pad. And maybe just got his bell rung a little bit there. Don maybe steadying Ryan. He's over on the sideline. So it's Barthwell, Montgomery, Mosley, Durchie, and Brian with the defensive backs on first down and 10. Deep ball near sideline, incomplete. Brian Wood in coverage. They wanted to hit Kriesel along this near sideline. And Brian did a good job. He was right there with Kriesel. The ball was overthrown, but what Brian also did, he was actually in front of Kriesel, so he would have had a better chance at that ball. But once Brian realized it was overthrown, he slowed up and let Kriesel just kind of bump into his back on his shoulder and make sure that Jerome wasn't going to be able to sneak around him. Second down and 10 from the 34-yard line. Black Hills State down 22-14. They have fought back to get into this football game. Fidel Pierce catches a swing pass, and now he gets busted up by Furrier, Brian Wood, and Durchie. And it's not going to be good for a first down. Sleep and Garrett Walker come in, the reserve linebackers, as they shuttle out a couple of defensive men and defensive linemen and bring in a couple of linebackers for third down and medium. Third down and 6. 1 minute to play in the first half. Shadron State once led 15-0 in this game. Once led 22-0 as well. And now it's Hummel. Sleep with pressure. The pass is caught in the flat. Kurt Durchie makes sure it goes nowhere, though. It's no gain to Paris as Kurt Durchie ran that one really well. He was right up on Fidel Paris as he caught that ball. In fact, they're going to lose a yard on the play. Fourth down and long and a timeout. We'll take a quick 30-second break and be right back to Spearfish after this.
We're the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
It's a great time to buy a pre-owned vehicle from Wahlstrom Ford. Right now we have a 2018 Ford Flex SEL all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, navigation, and just 40,000 miles priced at $24,500. Or test drive a 2019 Chrysler Pacifica with heated and cooled leather seats, navigation, and 29,000 miles priced at just $31,000. That's Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, East Highway 20 in Chadron. See our inventory at wahlstromcars.com.
Compact Rhythms, a free exhibition from the Sheldon Museum of Art at UNL, sponsored by the Shadron State College Galaxy Series, is open to the public in Memorial Hall. The abstract exhibit will be in the main gallery September 2nd through the 29th. Gallery hours are 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Face coverings and social distancing are required. For details about the Sheldon Statewide Art Exhibit at CSC, email sjohns@csc.edu or call conferencing at 308-432-6380.
It's a great time to buy a pre-owned vehicle from Wahlstrom Ford. Right now we have a 2018 Ford Flex SEL all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, navigation, and just 40,000 miles priced at $24,500. Or test drive a 2019 Chrysler Pacifica with heated and cooled leather seats, navigation, and 29,000 miles priced at just $31,000. That's Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, East Highway 20 in Chadron. See our inventory at wahlstromcars.com.
Let's go back inside the CSC broadcast booth built by Shadron Lumber Company for more Eagle football on Double Q Country.
Eagle football getting it back with 42 seconds left before the half. 22-14, Shadron State leading here late second quarter. Join us for that coverage as they come after the kick, and Cole Montgomery came very close to getting it. It'll bounce inside the 30. Goldhammer will watch it roll now sideward. He'll kill it at the 27. So 28 seconds left in the half. Montgomery got very close to that block. He had one earlier this year that was taken back for a touchdown. And CSC, though, will have to try and get down the field in 28 seconds. And they got 73 yards to go. Looks like they'll put the ball down at the 27-yard line. Hooper and Gray and Bargan are going to be the receivers to the right, and Brown will be up top. Derek Jackson, the running back with Vincent. Ball over the left hash marks. Vincent, pump fake left. Flips it out to Jackson. Dangerous play. Goldhammer's going to have him in the backfield, and down he goes with some help. And Vincent is bent over on his hands and knees, and Matt a little shaken up. There was some good pressure by Black Hills. Matt kind of flipped that ball out. It was high. Jackson did a great job to reach up and grab it. and to avoid a disaster here at the end of the half. 6 seconds, 5 seconds at CSC. We'll take this one to the locker room. 22-14, the halftime score in favor of the Eagles. So Black Hills State has fought back there in the football game after Shadron State's terrific start to the half. Both teams will head into the locker room, and we will come back with a halftime show right after this. Once again, your halftime count, Shadron State 22 and Black Hills State 14.
It's a great time to buy a pre-owned vehicle from Wallstrom Ford. Right now we have a 2018 Ford Flex SEL all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, navigation, and just 40,000 miles priced at $24,500. Or test drive a 2019 Chrysler Pacifica with heated and cooled leather seats, navigation, and 29,000 miles priced at just $31,000. That's Wallstrom Ford, the value store, East Highway 20 in Chadron. See our inventory at WallstromCars.com.
Compact Rhythms, a free exhibition from the Sheldon Museum of Art at UNL, sponsored by the Shadron State College Galaxy Series, is open to the public in Memorial Hall. The abstract exhibit will be in the main gallery September 2nd through the 29th. Gallery hours are 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Face coverings and social distancing are required. For details about the Sheldon Statewide Art Exhibit at CSC, email sjohns@csc.edu or call conferencing at 308-432-6380.
It's a great time to buy a pre-owned vehicle from Wallstrom Ford. Right now we have a 2018 Ford Flex SEL all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, navigation, and just 40,000 miles priced at $24,500. Or test drive a 2019 Chrysler Pacifica with heated and cooled leather seats, navigation, and 29,000 miles priced at just $31,000. That's Wallstrom Ford, the value store, East Highway 20 in Chadron. See our inventory at WallstromCars.com.
Shadron State 22, Black Hills State 14, our halftime score. And let's take a look at the statistics as these two teams go in again in a one-score game. It was 22-0 in favor of Shadron State at one point, but now Black Hills with two unanswered touchdowns is back within a score. CSC today with 224 yards of total offense, 211 on the ground, 13 through the air, and Shadron State had 216 on the ground in the first quarter. So it kind of gives you an idea of how this game flipped in Black Hills' favor in the second quarter. They still trail on the scoreboard, but the momentum was with the Jackets. Black Hills has 208 yards of total offense, 142 through the air, and 66 on the ground. Time of possession, Black Hills at 17 minutes and 24 seconds, something they needed to do to be in this game, keep the ball away from CSC's offense. Eagles at 12 minutes, 36 seconds. Eagles have struggled on third down today, 0-for-6. Black Hills is 4 out of 10. Eagles today, 3 out of 4, though, in the red zone. Black Hills 2-for-2. Penalties, Eagles 6 for 49 yards, Black Hills 3 for 20 yards today. Let's look at the individual stats now as Kevin Coy, the leading rusher for CSC, 2 carries for 72 yards, one of those a 70-yard run down to the 1-yard line. Cody Paul has 4 runs for 58 yards, and his long was a 54-yard scamper. Max Gray on a reverse, a 47-yard run, so 3 huge runs today for CSC. Derek Jackson's done it more traditionally, 13 carries for 45 yards, 2 touchdowns today for DJ. Black Hills State, Fidel Paris with 16 carries for 54 yards and 2 touchdowns. Ryan Hummel, the next best ball carrier, 2 for 4 yards. Passing today, Matt Vincent of the Eagles, 5 out of 10 for 13 yards. He does have the touchdown throw, no picks. Ryan Hummel for Black Hills, 15 out of 27 for 142 yards, no touchdowns. He's been sacked once, no interceptions. Catching the football today for the Eagles, Kyle Hooper, 2 for 9 yards and a touchdown. Max Gray, 2 for 8 yards. Zach Barton has a catch today, but it was for a negative 4. Receiving for the Jackets, Fidel Paris out of the backfield, 4 catches for 10 yards. Bradley Adamson, 3 for 41. Eric Swiftwater, 2 for 51, including that deflected pass at the line of scrimmage that he caught and took all the way down 46 yards to about the CSC 4. punting. Zach Smith, four kicks for the Eagles, averaging 49 yards a punt for Zach. He's got a 59-yarder today as well, so he's done terrific for the CSC special teams. Jess Eden's four punts for the 37.2 average for the Jackets. Tackles, Brian Wood leads the Eagles with five. Barthwell, Ryan Wood, and Furrier each with four. For the Black Hills side, four players with three tackles each: Kilgore, Souter, Ulrichsen, and Lawson. Again, CSC was up in this game 22-0 after the Hooper touchdown in the second quarter, but Black Hills with a couple of two-yard Fidel Paris runs are back in it. We'll come back with the third quarter and some scores from around the country right after this.
Our RMAC scoreboard in today's broadcast is brought to you by Security First Bank, the official bank of Shadron State Athletics. Security First Bank, a relationship you can count on.
Let me ask you a question. What do you see when you look at your car? Do you just see taillights? Or your dog's tail wagging when you first brought him home? Do you see four tires or two tired kids in the back seat after their first day of school? Other insurance companies just see a car, but a State Farm agent sees what your car really means to you. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
See State Farm agent Randy Bauer in Shadron today.
When you walk through your home, do you think, I wish my home looked as good as the ones on TV? Well, to answer your question, it can. Morford's Decorating Center has many styles of flooring to fit your style and taste. Let them help you pick a color scheme and match it with the perfect Benjamin Moore paint and window coverings. They'll help you get that modern home feel and make it look as good as the ones on TV. Head out to Morford's Decorating Center to modernize your home. 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron.
Foxview General Hospital continues our mission to lead and innovate in healthcare delivery and community wellness. But this isn't just a hospital. This is home to exceptional patient care. This is the greatest place to work, receive care, and practice medicine. This is innovation in action. This is community wellness. This is where specialty clinics fit your needs. This is where a friendly smile, a warm hand, and an empathetic ear exist to care for you. We are Foxview General Hospital. This is us. Great things are happening here since 1976.